Hey Dan, this is Daniel again from Robo's Web Designs.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Daniel from Robo's Web Designs. Okay,
yep.
Then I wanted to talk about the, you know, chargeback. You asked your bank to hit us. Did you get a chance to call them?
No, I just got home now.
Okay, actually my billing was very worried about it, and they want to, you know, have a quick talk with you. Are you available now?
Say again?
Actually my billing wants to have a word with you. May I
okay.
connect with you then? Alright.
Sure.
Alright. Thank you very much. Just wait for a moment. Let me connect them with you.
Hey Dan, this is Sam Jones. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Why? This is a good time to talk, Woody.
Say again.
No. I'm saying actually, Daniel just mentioned to me about the dispute that you already opened from your bank. Did you do that, or you haven't opened it?
I can't make out what he's saying. But so what I Daniel is that I got scammed because you guys everything that I had from you guys disappeared last night. So I assumed that it was a scam. I read things at Codex Lab. I assumed it was a scam, so I called the bank to tell them this morning to cancel that charge. So right now it's in whatever they call it, investigation, whatever it is like that.
So
if you guys want to just I'll let it go and I'll go with someone local because it like if I lose all that information, like well, you guys, I was surprised you guys sent me something today. I really thought I got scammed. So
no, it's not a scam. Even you know that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I called the local guy today, and I'm gonna go with him instead.
But
only
so
because
we,
you guys are internet.
But we are
so
not.
I don't
we are not. We are not scamming to you, right? As you know that, right? And when Daniel mentioned to you, like within 24 to 48 hours, we will get back to you along with your logo designs. And after 48 hours, we get back to you and share the logo designs with you.
Right, and then everything disappeared yesterday, so I didn't know what was going on. So that's what makes me a little leery.
Oh,
but it also said there was a money back guarantee, too. So if you weren't satisfied, there's money back guarantee. So.
Of course, definitely.
I was gonna go with the local guy because I can actually physically see him.
So you don't want to go anymore with us? That you are saying, or you are going to be cancel the dispute and you stick with us?
No, I'm gonna go with the local guy because he is local, so I can actually physically talk to him and see him instead of being worried about. Last night I couldn't even find your website again. Last night I looked back online, and the website.
Which
was
website
down.
Are
like,
you?
What the fuck is going on?
No, it's not possible, right? Even you can open it right away as well, like your orbitdesignagency.com. Definitely you will be see our website.
The only thing...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
I thought I was getting scammed when I thought it was happening. That's why I was surprised to hear from you guys today.
No,
definitely. I'm gonna go ahead and just cancel with you guys and go with the local guy.
So, can you give me a favor? Like, if you have already decided that, that's fine. That's not an issue, right? So, can you cancel the dispute, right? And we will go ahead and refund your amount.
Say again, please.
I'm saying, can you give me a favor? Can you cancel the dispute from your bank, and we'll go ahead and refund you the amount?
I can't understand what you're saying.
For my call, this call to my extension.
I have no idea what you just said.
Hello, do you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. So I was saying that, can you give me a favor, like you can go ahead and cancel the dispute and I will go ahead and refund your amount, because you know what happened, if you will get the dispute on our merchant, so our merchant, our company merchant will got, you know, will suspend it. So that's why I don't want to be suspend our, you know, company merchant. So that's why I'm saying to you, can you give me a favor, you cancel the dispute and I will go ahead and refund your amount.
Yeah, absolutely. How come I tried calling the number, and the numbers, I couldn't even make out what the heck they were saying on that. So I don't know if you guys got a bad number there, but it sounded like somebody in Pakistan or something, and they didn't make any sense at all with whatever they were trying to say in their message. I thought maybe I had the wrong numbers. I called it again, the same exact message.
Which number are you calling on?
Let me go get it, because the bank gave it to me. The bank asked me to call you guys.
Oh, the bank number you're talking about. So can you call the bank right away and cancel the dispute, right? Because if you wanted to get the refund, you should call us, right, and get the refund. But why? I don't know why you go ahead and open the dispute.
Because I thought I got scammed. So the number I called was 3-541-1600.
Okay. So what happened next? This is the bank number?
That's the number that TD Bank gave me to call. They said that's how I could reach you people. And when I called it, it was, I couldn't understand what they were saying. I don't know what the language.
Can you call that number again and press 0? And might be it will be redirected to the representative. If you will click on press the 0 sign.
I don't know what you said.
I'm saying, can you call back to that number and press 0? So might be it will be redirected to the, you know, Dex office.
You gone again?